gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another edition of Auto World. On today's program, we've got a bunch of things to talk about in this hour. We're going to be talking about some new car stuff, some industry inside scoop with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com. Hour number two of the broadcast will bring us our motorsports update with Jeff Bressler. And also, we will be joined by a very interesting gentleman who is going to be telling us about a very interesting subject that I'm going to kind of keep you hanging on. In hour number three of the program, we're going to be joined by Dave Kinney from Cars That Matter, Haggerty's Cars That Matter. And we'll be taking your telephone calls all along the way and having a little fun playing trivia as well. Well, I've just returned within the last few days from a rather extensive road trip, which included time at the SEMA convention out in Las Vegas and some other automotive happenings along the way. So let me tell you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And this automotive news report here on Auto World is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, you can visit the website www.goldeagle.com. Well, the SEMA show out in Las Vegas is officially history, and certainly lots of anticipation going in of a not-so-hotly attended show, but I would have to say that the attendance this year was, although not as strong as we had seen 5 or 6 years ago, we will see definitely a number of additional things happening in the not-too-distant future with some great products being unveiled at the SEMA show, which we'll see in automotive showrooms and applications around the world. It is definitely a worldwide event. As a matter of fact, it's the largest automotive accessory show in all of America, in all of the world, to be exact. And every year, close to 100,000 people are in attendance. I don't have the figures for this year's show, but I can tell you definitely, especially in the early couple of days of the show, it was very, very busy. The manufacturer of the show for 2009 was Ford, and Ford's big news at the show included showing off just a whole slew of variants of the Mustang. As a matter of fact, I believe there were somewhere in the vicinity of 15 or 16 on the Ford show floor. Ford also unveiled a race-ready Mustang that you can purchase. They've done this in the past, and they're doing it again. And we'll get you more details on that in the coming weeks here on Auto World. Many of the other manufacturers were represented at the show as well, including all the Japanese and Korean brands. Not so many European brands in attendance this time. I had the opportunity to chat with folks from Mazda, who always have a big presence at the SEMA show. I also talked with some folks from Subaru and some folks from Toyota. Toyota, as a matter of fact, had a semi-world debut at the show. The all-new 4Runner made its public debut at the SEMA show at the Truck Trend Proving Grounds. Yes, Motor Trend Magazine had two different proving grounds at the SEMA show and gave the SEMA attendees the opportunity to take the latest incarnation of the iconic 4Runner for a spin. Some of the other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles include the fact that Bugatti has unveiled to a select group of journalists a successor to the Veyron 16-4. The 16-cylinder quad turbocharged supercar is officially history. They have stopped building those, or will soon stop within the next few months. They're not going to be unveiling any additional variants of the Bugatti Veyron. The last one, the Grand Sport, which was the convertible version, was indeed the last. So what has Bugatti got up its sleeve for the high rollers, so to speak? Well, they're going to be doing a sedan this time around, a high-performance luxury sedan using that same 16-cylinder power plant. However, this time, instead of doing four turbochargers, they intend to do some superchargers. The styling on this Bugatti sedan is very unique. As a matter of fact, it has some throwbacks to vehicles from the 1930s or 1940s in that it's got a split windshield. I don't know if that's just for the concept form or whether it is going to be put into production in that fashion, but rather unusual to say the least. They haven't set a prospective price tag for this successor to the Veyron, but you can be guaranteed that it's going to be a very pricey, limited production piece. It was a number of years ago that there was some rumors circulating around that Bugatti was going to bring in a less expensive vehicle, a vehicle which reportedly would cost between $70,000 and $100,000, but being savvy in the world market of automobiles, they didn't want to devalue the brand of the Bugatti with all those folks who paid $1 million plus to $2 million plus dollars for the Veyron. They didn't want to bring in something that was going to devalue those high rollers. So they're going to continue in the high roller department with this all new sedan, which we'll see probably unveiled in production form. If I had to guess, I would say they would pick a European venue to do so, probably the Geneva Motor Show come next March. Speaking of auto shows, the next big thing on the automotive agenda is the Los Angeles International Auto Show, which will be opening to the press in the first couple of days of December, so it's not that far off to say the least, and there are going to be a number of world debuts and North American debuts at the show. Matter of fact, JAG will show off their XJ for the first time here in North America. It was seen at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, but it has not officially been unveiled to the public, so L.A. will be the place for that. L.A. will also see the introduction of many other new vehicles. It will be the world, rather North American debut of the Ferrari replacement for the F430. There will also be a number of world debuts from significant manufacturers such as Ford, as well as the folks from BMW and just a whole slew of others. So we'll be there in attendance, gathering up interviews and telling you more about it here on Auto World in the not-too-distant future. While I've got the opportunity here, I want to remind you that if you won a prize here on the program a while back and didn't receive it, why don't you send me your name and address and telephone number to bob@autoworldradio.com, because hopefully next week or the week after, we're going to be joined by Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we're going to do another one of our big giveaways with Warren reaching into the big bucket of winners that we've had in recent weeks here on the program, and coming out with a winner of a big prize. I believe Warren this time around is going to give up a prize worth about $100, so we're looking forward to that, to say the least. We're also looking forward to our first guest on today's program, Paul Eisenstein, who will be joining us following our upcoming break here. And as I mentioned, in hour number three of the program, we'll be joined by Dave Kinney from Hagerty's Cars That Matter, which will give you the opportunity to ask Dave about classic car stuff. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking to Dave about some of the recent auctions he has attended, as well as some of the cars that have risen in value. He keeps a track of the automotive collector car trends much
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which a homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. I got a drink, thanks to my wife, so my voice is acting a little bit better at the moment. We've got all kinds of things to talk about here on Auto World, and we begin the program in grand style with a gentleman who has graced numerous publications around the world and does so all the time. He is also the publisher of One of the hottest automotive websites out there. It is thedetroitbureau.com. It's my pleasure to welcome back one of our regular contributors here on the show, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Well, I think I've got the cold that you're just getting over with, Bob, but other than that, doing fine.
Well, since we haven't chatted with you, I know we got a ton of things to talk about in a while. I just wanted to get your take on what happened with Saturn there a number of weeks back with Roger Penske backing out of the deal. What do you think?
It's a little sad, isn't it? I still remember the day that they announced that they were going to do this great Maverick division that was going to revolutionize General Motors and help them compete against the imports way back in, what, 1985?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, GM has screwed it up pretty badly over the years. They had a great concept. They didn't execute it as well as they should have. They starved it for product, and then by the time they finally gave it everything it needed, it was too late. Consumers just didn't take it on. And when they had to do the reorganization, they finally admitted what they have been told by analysts for years, that it was time to cut the number of GM divisions by half. Well, Saturn was going to go. They hoped to find a buyer for it, as you mentioned. Roger Penske, the legendary motorsports entrepreneur and guy who has just made almost everything he touched work, couldn't this time. He was hoping to get cars from Renault Nissan, and they just ultimately looked at it and said, it's not going to work, and they backed out, and the deal fell apart. Saturn will die soon.
It is a shame because you and I remember, too, not that long ago, I believe it was 2004 or so, that Saturn kind of went in a different direction with various new products, and these products were more European in origin and, you know, at least initially rolled out to some pretty good reviews and some pretty good sales.
Now, if you recall, it was only a few years ago that the Saturn Aura was voted North American Car of the Year.
That's right.
It was based off the same platform as the Chevrolet Malibu, which went on to also be named North American Car of the Year, what was that, a year later. And it was really a great promise. We saw the Saturn Astra, which was essentially a minor modification of the European version brought here to North America. We saw the View, which I still think is one of the best vehicles in its segment, a crossover, small crossover segment. There were a lot of great things being done, but by that time, as I said a moment ago, GM had so screwed up Saturn that it had largely lost the momentum that it needed to take these new products and really click with the marketplace. And it was just too late. And it's sad because Saturn was doing in many ways all the stuff that General Motors needed more broadly. But unfortunately, Penske needed to get an outside vendor to come up with products because GM was only going to supply them until 2012, and he couldn't find it.
Wow.
Actually, I'm a bit surprised that one of the Chinese makers didn't try to come in and pull a deal to take over Saturn. But as it is, I see no reprieve at this point.
No, absolutely. And speaking of the Chinese, what's the latest on the Hummer acquisition by the Chinese? Is that a done deal or still kind of hanging there, Paul?
Well, I think until all the paperwork is signed, there is a possibility that it could still fall apart. But at this point, it looks like that deal, which seemed a lot less likely than the Penske-Saturn deal, that deal with the Chinese maker that had been a big truck maker but not a an automobile manufacturer, it looks like that deal's going to go through.
Isn't that something?
It is very odd, but in this automotive world, all sorts of strange things happen. Look at the other GM division that's being sold, Saab. How many decades? 2 decades now they've
mm-hmm.
spent continuously promising to get that thing turned around, and year after year it just doesn't work. So who's taking it over? Koenigsegg, a micro manufacturer that produces these million-dollar supercars out of Sweden, got the help of the government and is going to be taking over Saab.
I know, which is a surprise to many people because this manufacturer in the past has turned out minuscule amounts of vehicles per year. How are they going to do it, Paul?
Now that, I'll tell you what, I think we're all going to be watching that. But there's so many strange things happening right now. Another big surprise for many people is probably going to occur if and when Geely signs a deal to take over Volvo. Geely is one of the most aggressive of the Chinese manufacturers. It's one of the few strong players out of China that is not building itself up by forming joint ventures with foreign manufacturers. Geely has gone its own way producing Geely cars. And right now, they seem to be the only serious bidder, the only serious chance that Volvo has of getting out from under Ford.
Amazing. Our telephone number, toll-free, 800-248-9251. 259-9231. 259-9231. Few too many radio shows in my head. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about a car that, Paul, you had the opportunity to drive recently, and folks can check it out at thedetroitbureau.com. And that's the new Leaf from Nissan. This is an electric-powered five-seater. Tell us all about it, Paul.
Well, I'm going to give you one hint before I go too far into this. I will be breaking some very interesting news about the Leaf and some of the unusual strategies that Nissan has. Imagine sometime in the future, not only will you be able to buy a battery car, but how'd you like to be able to buy a battery car and then choose what distance that battery will deliver and perhaps even the level of performance? We'll be posting that at midnight tonight, a special report on what could transform the electric car business.
Very good.
That's going to be an interesting one. That's the DetroitBureau.com as of midnight tonight. It'll be a Monday posting. Now, the car itself. Leaf is Nissan's first push into the electric car business. Everybody's hearing about this new world of battery technology. The industry likes to call it electrification. But everybody, from the smallest manufacturers to the newest, you know, players like Kia and Hyundai, all the way up to the big guys, GM, Ford, Toyota, and now Nissan, are getting into batteries. We'll talk more about that, I guess, after the break.
That's right. More with Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau. You got to hear all about the Leaf. This is Auto World.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul has had a busy couple of weeks here, driving lots of new cars. And one of the most interesting is this Nissan Leaf. And Paul just broke before the commercial break there that if you log on to the Detroit Bureau tomorrow, you're going to be able to read some. After midnight tonight, you'll be able to read some exclusive stuff there about the Leaf. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about your initial impressions of this vehicle, and will it indeed beat the Chevrolet Volt to the marketplace?
Well, not exactly. And by the way, we do have a review of the Leaf up already. So if you're looking to read more about the Leaf itself, you can go to the DetroitBureau.com right now. We'll just have an additional story in the morning. The Leaf is an interesting vehicle. Nissan is taking an unusual approach where companies like Ford and General Motors are saying, look, we need to have these combination vehicles, hybrids, plug-ins, extended range electric vehicles. The Volt is this EREV, so to speak, where they get relatively short distance on battery power alone. The plug-in version of the Prius, for example, will get about 16 miles. The plug-in version of the Volt will get 40. Well, Nissan's attitude is, let's not go halfway. Let's go to a pure zero-emission vehicle with no additional gasoline-based motor on board, and we use a bigger battery. So that's where the Leaf comes in. It's a pure battery electric vehicle that will get about 100 miles. Launch feel is remarkable. Electric is, you know, Bob, gets maximum torque the moment the motor starts spinning. So you get this immediate push you into the seat sort of acceleration. It'll hit about 90 miles an hour, and as mentioned, the range will be about 100 miles. But what I'm hearing is that additional developments in their battery could give them 150, even 200 miles by the middle of the decade.
That is pretty decent indeed. And this, of course, uses the lithium-ion battery technology, Paul?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to hear a lot about lithium-ion in the near future. Today's standard hybrids, whether you're talking about the Ford Fusion Hybrid or the Prius or the Honda Insight, they all use nickel metal hydride. The lithium-ion technology, which we're already seeing in laptops and in cell phones and other consumer electronics, well, that technology is a lot more challenging to work with. It's a lot less well-known. And now they're being asked to scale it up from a couple of ounces that you would have in a battery pack for your cell phone to what could be 300, 400, 600 pounds and put it in an automotive environment, which is really challenging. So that's going to be the real question. Will this technology work? One of the interesting things is you hear lithium ion, but the reality is there's about 14 different families of chemistry, and I won't try to get into it. I'd bore the listeners. But there's a lot of different types. There's lithium that uses cobalt. There's lithium using ferrous oxide and manganese. And each one of these chemistries has a very different behavior. Some of them are particularly good. They just have a minor problem. They can catch fire. Manufacturers are trying to figure out which is the best one to use in the car.
Nissan's doing a unique marketing tour with the Leaf. I understand they're going to be kicking off and have kicked off a 22-city zero emissions tour, Paul.
Yeah, I had a chance to actually connect with Nissan in Los Angeles where they're launching this 22-city tour. I'll tell you what, Bob, just about everything that they're doing with this vehicle is a little bit different. Not only are they going to the full electric vehicle rather than some form of hybrid, but they are also using some unusual approaches in the very concept of how they're going to market it. For example, you'll be able to buy the Leaf vehicle for, we're guessing, because they're not giving us a hard price, but we're guessing about $25,000 or even less. Carlos Ghosn, the CEO of Nissan, said on Friday that he expects that you'll be able to buy the basic vehicle for within a couple percent of what a comparable gasoline-powered vehicle would cost, the same sort of vehicle. Now, that does not include the battery. You will have to pay extra for the battery, and the cost of the battery will be based on what Nissan assumes the energy cost, comparable energy cost would be. In other words, if you were to be driving, your a typical driver were to put on, say, 1,200 miles a month for that vehicle, and you'd use X number of gallons of gas, they'll do an estimate based on that, and they'll come up with the rough estimate of what the typical driver's going to pay. We're figuring, and again, the numbers could vary. I'm figuring that it could be somewhere between $200 and $300 a month, maybe a little bit less. To lease the battery. The battery will actually be a separate lease from the Leaf itself, which is a real unusual way of doing things.
Absolutely. If anybody has any questions about the Leaf, by all means, give us a call anytime here on our toll-free line from across America, or if you want to answer that Nissan trivia question all about the GTR, the supercar from Nissan. First time it's sold here. It's in its second year for production in the U.S., but it's been sold worldwide in Europe and Asia for a number of years. But it wasn't called the GTR over in Europe or in Asia. It was called something else, beginning with the letter S. The telephone number 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Paul, in addition to checking out the latest electric vehicle coming up from Nissan, you also had an opportunity to check out a new hybrid vehicle from Mercedes-Benz. Tell us about that.
Oh, boy, yeah, we had the chance to drive the ML hybrid recently, and that has been a little bit delayed, but just appears finally to be going on sale here in North America. It's surprising to a lot of people that the technology is very similar to what we're seeing in the General Motors hybrids. There was a very unusual joint venture formed several years ago by originally General Motors and Chrysler, and then BMW and, of course, Mercedes, because it once owned Chrysler, also joined the partnership. And so they're all sharing this basic two-mode technology. What's really nice about, at least on paper, we're still waiting to see, more real-world experience. But the concept is that this is a leapfrog technology that will actually improve mileage on the highway, not just around town. That's one of the weaknesses of a traditional hybrid, like the Prius, like the Insight, is that they tend to be focused primarily in city driving. And, in fact, some of those hybrids can actually get lower mileage when it comes to highway driving.
Interesting. And I understand that they're going to be selling this vehicle as a lease-only vehicle, Paul?
Yeah, that's the indication right now, that it will be leased only. I'm not sure of the logic of it, but we'll see what the consumers, how the consumer reaction is to it. And the reality is that Mercedes-Benz has traditionally had an extremely high lease penetration, so I don't think most customers will be bothered by this.
No.
You're going to be seeing a ton of new electric-based vehicles, whether they be mild hybrids like the Insight, the full hybrids like the Prius, or like this new Mercedes, plug-ins like the Prius plug-in and the EREV GM, and then of course full battery cars. I did a story just recently. One of the big research firms did an estimate just a couple of weeks ago, predicting that there would be something like 40 plus battery cars on the road in the next 3 years.
That's amazing. And when we come back, Paul's going to tell us about an interesting display that's going to be at the Detroit Auto Show about electric vehicles. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Lund.
Pouring in our car.
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Eisenstein joins us, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Check it out online anytime, 24/7. And we've been talking about electric vehicles, a new lease from Nissan, the hybrid version of Mercedes ML. And Paul, I noticed recently on your site that you broke a story that they're actually going to have the Electric Avenue at the Detroit Auto Show. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it really is. If you've gone to any auto show in the last year, you've noticed that there's a lot of attention being paid to all sorts of alternate powertrains, and that includes, of course, diesel, which some manufacturers are making a big push in, such as the Germans in particular. VW is very, very, very successful with their diesel line, but now we're seeing more and more makers getting into the battery side, and they're going to devote 37,000 square feet of space at Detroit's Cobo Hall, home of the annual North American International Auto Show, to this project called Electric Avenue. They'll be showing all sorts of new battery technology. There'll be concept vehicles there, vehicles that are actually going on the road, and so on. And that, of course, doesn't even take in all the vehicles that'll be showing up on the various automakers' stands on their own during the auto show. What's also interesting is they're going to bring back the Eco Experience. It's a short, about a quarter mile test track that they've set up in the lower Michigan Hall, where you will be able to drive all sorts of advanced powertrain technology, get a feel for what it's like to drive those vehicles.
Very cool. And speaking of advanced technology, a little bit more old school, Ford is doing extremely well with their EcoBoost power plant right now in the Ford Taurus show and the Flex and the Lincoln MKX and the upcoming MKT. But you broke a story about perhaps a V8 variant finding its way into a GT500. That would be quite something.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar with it, the EcoBoost is the newest powertrain that Ford is bringing out. They're putting a big, big bet on this alternate powertrain. Basically, you get the power of a V8 in a V6, and you get pretty much V6 mileage unless you really stomp it on the accelerator like you you have a tendency to do if you're driving the Ford the Taurus show. It's an interesting technology. It uses many of the basic advantages that have helped make the newest generation of diesels so effective. Turbocharging, twin turbocharging, and direct injection. Now, they've been talking about doing it not just in the 6, but they've confirmed that they're bringing out a 4-cylinder version. And so there have been reports that they're even going to go to a super small 1-liter 4-cylinder EcoBoost. But my sources, several of them, have told me that they are also looking at going the other direction. What happens if you don't just go with the general philosophy of, there's no replacement for displacement? Well, maybe there is. And that's what Ford is betting. What would happen if you took a modest-sized V8 version of the EcoBoost and used that to replace the big blocks that they're using in the most powerful of the Mustangs, the Shelby GT500? We're talking about, you know, the technology that might be able to turn out 500-plus horsepower and yet deliver not much fuel economy that's almost in V6 range.
Wow, that would be something, definitely. And Ford, of course, has got some interesting new engines for the Mustang around the bend. But that's going to be for model year 2011, Paul, so it's not something we're going to see anytime soon.
Yeah, I wish I could talk about a few things that I've learned that will be coming up at the L.A. Auto Show. I can just give you a hint that there will be some Mustang news there, and stay tuned. We'll be breaking it on the DetroitBureau.com in just a matter of weeks before the L.A. Auto Show, but we have agreed to at least hold off a few weeks before then, before we reveal what could be exciting news about the Mustang.
Oh, very good. Can't wait for that. L.A. is certainly shaping up to be a very important show. A lot of North American debuts and certainly a number of world debuts. What are some of the vehicles that you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
Oh, gosh, there's so many right now. I hate to say it, I haven't done my full list of them yet, so I'm going to beg off, because the ones that I would like to talk about right now are the ones that I've gotten under embargo. So I'm going to say stay tuned on that, Bob, because everyone I can talk about, I'd get in trouble for doing so.
Very good, Paul.
Yeah, the listeners have to understand that a lot of times we journalists get sneak peeks at things, and we do make a devil's trade occasionally, and we get things on embargo. And sometimes if you even mention that a car is going to be somewhere, you can wind up getting into a little trouble. So everything I know is I've already got embargo information on.
That makes a lot of sense to me, definitely. We have a winner on the GTR question.
I knew the answer to that before they did.
Absolutely. The gentleman's
EDS,
name.
EDS, you know what DS stands for?
What does it stand
Sweet.
For? Sweet. Sweet is right. Yes, we want to congratulate Jeff in Boston, listening on the Business Station AM 1060 WBIX, and Skyline was the former name for the GTRs. Is it still called the Skyline in Japan, Paul?
I don't think it is anymore. I've got to double-check that. I'm embarrassed to say I should know that, and I can't remember. I believe that some people are still calling it that, but the GTR is the preferred name. It is funny, isn't it, though, that the Japanese have always had some really, really odd names. Remember the name of the old 240?
Exactly.
The old Z car?
Yeah, absolutely.
The pink lady.
Yeah, the... Oh,
the fair lady.
The
no,
fair lady, fair that's lady. It. Excellent. Yeah, definitely. We should definitely talk a little bit more about the history of, speaking of Nissan, but also Infiniti, which I can't believe is now 20 years old.
Yeah, isn't that remarkable? Actually, not just Infiniti, but Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
The two brands made their debuts in 1989. It's hard to imagine that they've been around 20 years. Infiniti is still, in many ways, sort of a work in progress. They continue to try to find a way to really, really pull off the sort of coup that Toyota did with Lexus. Lexus, of course, now being the number one best-selling luxury brand in the United States. Back and forth in a battle with Toyota, but Lexus has done an amazing job. Nissan has just not quite been able to pull off the same sort of transformative breakthrough that Toyota did.
And remember that initial funky advertising campaign that Infiniti rolled out?
Yeah, what was it? Rocks and trees. And unfortunately, I think that was part of the problem. You know, many of us suspected that when Nissan launched Infiniti 20 years ago, that they got taken a little bit by surprise by the timing that Toyota had for its Lexus division. It always felt like the initial Infiniti products were, maybe a year away from really being properly developed, and that they always were just a little bit less refined. Now, do you remember the belt buckle type of logo?
Yeah.
Hood ornament on the original Q45.
Yeah.
I mean, there was just something about it that was intriguing, but not quite up to the level of refinement that you would have expected out of that brand new luxury division. Now, they've got some great products right now. The M is a nice vehicle. The G, which they have spread from sedan to coupe and convertible, both, you know, all three of those are really spectacular. And I think we're going to be seeing even more interesting stuff from Infiniti going forward. Whether it will become the sort of powerhouse that Lexus has become is going to remain to be seen. But right now, it's still sort of an also-ran.
I've got to ask you about a new Lexus. Many people thought it never would happen, but they've done it. They've built the LFA, the supercar, with a staggering price tag, Paul. I mean, are there enough buyers to be interested in this vehicle with all the offerings out there? You mentioned the GTR.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Of course, they're only looking for 500 of those buyers. But when those buyers are looking to have to spend eventually somewhere in the neighborhood of $375,000 to $390,000, they haven't worked out the final price tag yet. But that's just an amazing amount of money. I don't care what they have done to the car.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to drive it, by the way. You'll be able to find a review on the DetroitBureau.com. It is a blast to drive. I had a morning session out at Miami Homestead, but we can talk about that when we get back.
Absolutely. We'll hold Paul through the top of the hour news, and then we'll check the motorsports, and Melvin Benziquin will kick off the new segment, the classic restoration segment. This is Auto World on the GCN and NRN radio networks.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.